Welcome back to the pod, Strictly for the Pod, episode 37. I feel like it's such an ugly number, but 37. Ooh, Sean Alexander, a great Alabamian. Is that what niggas from Alabama call themselves? Alabamians? Actually, I don't know. Shout out to niggas from Alabama, though. They cool. Pop, Jones, Brandon. Shout out to my fellow Alabamians. My brothers down there by the Mason-Dixon line. My fellow dark skinners. I don't think Jones is dark skinned. I'll take that back. Sorry. Neither here nor there. I'm going off ranch tangent. Sorry. But yeah, episode 37. We're here. You only hear me because it's just me. Our two other co-hosts, David and Javier, Javier's dad, his uncle, has brain surgery today, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, surgery. Prayers to their family that everything went well, speedy recovery, you know, so Papa Javier, or Papa Hernandez, can get back to the groove of things. He reminds me, I've met him once. But I haven't seen him since that one time, but I feel like he reminds me of the grandfather from the Proud Family that do that. Or maybe that's just me being racist. But sorry. Tiffany's just not here. So, but it's cool. Because I'm here. And we're going to have fun. Smoke break with Tyler. Yay. Smoke break with Tyler. So, yeah. We've been waiting on this episode. It's going to be a fun episode. It'll be a different episode. We're going to be vibing out. It's going to be cool. We're going to be chill. It's going to be chill, man. It's going to be, I don't know. We're chill right now. We're just going with the flow. I don't have no topics. I ain't got nothing I really want to discuss. Except a lot of you good-for-nothing Negroes and other folk who voted for Mr. Donald J. Y'all showed y'all true boot fan American ass. That's all I got to say. And I'll question things, but I digress. We're here to have a good time. We're here for a good time. Not a long time. Yeah. So now we're just gonna get into the segment. Right now I'm feeling kinda like a you guys ever been up and stayed up like way past when you were supposed to be up? And then that old weird behind commercial came on that was like all the R&B slow jams and a 2-disc DVD cassette. And it was like, here and now, I promise to love. This is what we're going to do. We're going to do radio. Double T in the evening. We're going to hit it up. Whatever that first song is, we're going to run that right.
Just what do you mean to me? Here in my heart, I believe your love is all I'll ever need. Holding you close through the night, I need. Makes life so sweet. Together we'll always be. This pledge of love feels so right. And ooh, I need you. Yeah. Here and now, I promise to love faithfully.
See, that song was called Here and Now by Luther Vandross. I should have known it was called Here and Now. Man was screaming, Here and Now. Anywho, shit was bop. It was crazy, right? I'm not a big R&B person. I do like old R&B, like Luther Vandross and them, because it makes you feel like in the 80s. The aesthetics of the 80s was just crazy. But, yeah, I don't know. I forgot what I was trying to go with this. I don't really like R&B like that, but old R&B is cool. Like, these old niggas, I like these old niggas. These new niggas, I don't like them. All they talk about is sex. Granted, all they talked about was sex, too. But it was more in a respectful manner. It was like a book. It was like, ooh, I'm ready to read the next chapter. Now it's just like, it's just a front page and a back. That's it. Ass now. Okay. So demanding. It's crazy. Sorry, females, if we come across like that. I apologize for any ignorance that I've done. Anywho. Now, I have a lighter in my hand. And this usually when you hear the little, you know, it's going to be some hot shit about to come on. Fire. So, with that being said, I'm feeling in a very gangster grillish mood. Ooh, that made my body quiver. Gangster grillish mood. And you know, I think we should visit our high school years and take a trip down Louisiana and see what Lil Wayne is talking about. Because at some point in time, we all called him the greatest rapper of all time, which some still do. But I digress now. But he's cool. He's still cool. Don't say that. In the top 10, midway, strong 5-6. But we're going Mr. Lighter Flicker. We're going to Gangsta Grills. And we're going to let Lil Wayne and DJ Drama take us away.
All right, I think y'all ready this time.
Bang, bang, bang. You hit the ground, bang, bang.
Y'all know what I come here for.
Bang, bang.
Call me the iPod King. Call me Mr. Thanksgiving.
That's right.
Call me whatever the fuck you want.
You already.
Wake up, motherfuckers, it's we see you got a problem. Hats to them Katrina victims, we still mobbing. Johnny Black coupe at night look like a goblin. AK on a backseat, baby, it's a
bastard.
Wake up, motherfuckers, it's we see you got a problem. Hats to them Katrina victims, we still mobbing. Johnny Black coupe at night look like a goblin. AK on a backseat, baby, it's so vibrant. Watch me let it spray like a hydrant, can't dodge it. You not getting wet in the rain is not logic. She won't get that pussy to Wayne, I'm so obliged. Just live and direct from inside of your bitch body. And how the hell, what do you know? I'm riding in the same streets. My pops died and I got him. And I get that money, tell my mama I'm grinding. And I be coming home with a future in my pocket. Shoot you if you block it, leave a nigga awkward. Murder the adults and let the kids get adopted. Sit it in the pot and watch me rise to power. Getting out 20 American pies an hour. Goddamn, excuse me man, but I'm the man. And you better put my money in my hands. Stop playing, got ends, no friends. Just brothers, one color. And I spread the motherfucker all over your room shutters. Yeah, they knew better, I'm two letters. I'm like MJ at 2-3 and OG. Yeah, I'm low key, cause niggas in bitches is police. I roll leak, patching up the game slowly. I'm weak, see, baby.
Rizzio.
I catch my breath. Okay.
Pussies. Hold on. Pussies.
Get him.
Pussies. Niggas fake fraud ass. Niggas tryna save the past. Sim card ass. Niggas kill frauds. Laugh at ya. The niggas won't kick you. And the niggas that's with ya. Could die right with ya. I be shooting everything up in my eyesight. Mister, I say I might miss you, but the Fifi gon' hit you. And the currency will split you. Mac main straight flip you. Let Taz pull ship you. Then we all forget you. I'm sitting in the kitchen like I can. We all get richer. Got paint on my hands from painting the perfect picture. Then I tell Lil Josh, roll up the perfect swisher. Goddamn the hurricane to the weed, man, we miss ya. I'm the best, just listen, I ain't what the game been missing. That's my nigga Jewels, I've been here since 12. 10 shells, let them save themselves. Fuck the niggas and they pals. Pow, pow.
when Lil Wayne was doing all that. Crazy, crazy time, crazy place. I think I used to listen to, damn, what did I just say? I think I used to listen to that song a lot. I ran track. I think like 11th grade, maybe. I don't know. Heavy rotation on the MP3 player that I stole from Family Dollar. Great times. But yeah, my mind is just, we're thinking, I'm moving too fast. I just had a chicken snack wrap. It was delicious. I made it myself because I was inspired. I went to Burger King and I got one of their like royal chicken wraps. And I was like, oh, can't mess up chicken wrap. You know, it was late. I knew they was going to give me like an old dry burger. You know how they be doing. It's only two people in there. They might spit on it for fun. So I'm thinking like, limited, spit on my ship, you know, pause. Okay. Don't spit on my food. So I'm like, I'm gonna do a simple order for these niggas. It's a little, you know, a little chicken, throw it in the microwave, deep fry, whatever the fuck they do, wrapping a little tortilla, bow, give it here. So I ordered four because I was bit backing. They were $12. Inflation is crazy. The orange man better lower the prices because four little miniature chicken wrap tortillas being $12. They supposed to be about like six. Like, come on now. What are we doing? But here we go. So, little Spanish lady. $20, blah, blah, beep, 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 beep. We do the thing. She give me a bag. We drive off. I get home. I'm happy. I'm excited. I bite into the first one. The chicken is old, hard. It's hard. Like, hard. Like, boom, boom, rock hard. Mr. Marcus hard. It's hard. I'm like, what is this? Pause. That was a weird set. What are we doing? Anywho, it's hard. You get it. Unravel the next one. Hard. Unravel the next one. Hard. Unravel the next one. Hard. I got four hard chickens around me. Begarring. What are we doing, Burger King? I almost went Caucasian and wrote a very angry statement on Twitter, but I didn't. I wanted to, but I didn't. It inspired me. I said, you know what? I threw a little chicken sandwich now. Danielle said, what? I said, I'm making chicken wrap for dinner tomorrow. Bam, and now here we are. My shits are fire. Count your days, Burger King. Count your days. Anywho, as we move along in this segment of stuff that we're doing, I have a weird confession. It was not weird, but this song plays in my head at least 14 to 25 times a day. And that's a very broad range. It depends on what I'm doing. But I don't know why, because the song is not supposed to be a banger as it is. Like, it's not supposed to go this hard for, one, a kid's movie, and for, two, to be a scene of something miserable, of something dangerous, of something uneventful, of something just antagonizing. It's like, boom, damn near apocalypse-like. Like, come on, when you summoning locusts and children are dying, damn near apocalypse-like. Like, come on now. Like, imagine you trying to spin the block on your op and your op come back and say, boom, life on your block, vanish. Locusts, or since rats. Anywho, we're going to go ahead and jump into this because once I called you, brother.
Wow. Once I called you brother. Once I thought the chance to make you laugh was all I ever wanted. And even now, I wish that God had chose another, serving as your foe on his behalf. He's the last thing that I wanted. This was my home. All this pain and devastation, how it tortures me inside. All the innocent who suffer from your stubbornness and pride. I called brother, why must you call down another blow? You who I called brother, how could you have come to hate me so? Is this what you wanted? Be hardened, and never mind how high the cost may grow. This will still be so. I will never let your people go.
For all my people who've seen that movie or read the Bible story, you don't understand how deep the beef between Moses and Ramses was. That was like, I don't know. That was some like hurt. That it was like, because it was just hurtful. Niggas, this nigga Ramses was so. Just, he was willing to let everyone die to prove a point. And Moses was like, nah, my nigga, like, I love you. But you see, I got these boom, boom, booms he was throwing at him. These niggas was just spinning the block on just constantly. 48-hour rotation. Chicago, you thought that was bad, bam. It wasn't even 48 hours. Well, I don't know. Yes, it was. It was like a week, I believe. I'm not mistaken. Don't quote me. I'm most certain it was a week. It was a long time. But, like, it was like Pooh Shicey. We done shot up everywhere you been. You know who? You knew it was me. You know it's me. Moses was spinning the block every day with the power of God and was like, what we doing? Crazy. Two brothers going at it. Just crazy. Yo, you know, I'm boy. You think he was in some beef. Niggas in Bible days was beefing. And then it was like you couldn't even worry about like worldly beef. Like you couldn't worry about beefing with Leonard next door or Bathsheba or Lashlibish down the street. You know. You had to actually count your sins back then, because shit, nigga, one day you wake up, stub your toe and say shit out loud, boy. You had to, boom, the wrath of God was on your ass. Like, niggas was getting swallowed whole, bro. It was crazy back then. That's why God knew to bring us in when he brought us in, because he knew what we weren't going to survive back then. We was folding. We was folding like lawn chairs, nigga. Shit. It's a beef I don't want to be a part of, but I digress. That's crazy, though. You really think about it. I'm sorry, though. That's crazy. All right. We're off of that. I done lost my train of thought, y'all. But it's coming back around. Oh, yes. Unpopular opinion. I don't think John Wick was that good of a movie. Now, before you guys chastise me, throw stones at me, let's nail them to the cross. John Wick was a great movie.
In the essence of, you know, action-wise, I'm a man. I like to see manly shit.
I like to see action. We're out here. Bow, bow, bow. He was killing shit. Wow. Wrecking shit up.
I got the concept in the first one, you know. The dog. It was sentimental.
It was his wife. She died. Yada, yada, yada. Y'all done turned me back into the old me. Cool.
But then the rest of them, I'm just like, come on, nigga. Like, it made no sense. At that point, it was like we was just shooting niggas to shoot niggas.
Like, come on now. Niggas couldn't take the L and move on.
Every John Wick movie is the same. It's the same. Outside the first one. But the rest of them are the same.
Great job, Keanu. You're a great actor. But, it was like a Bryson Tiller album. What was the new song? What was I supposed to be excited for? This is what I waited for? This is what I waited 3 years for? John Wick side B? CDE? Come on now.
I give it an F. Because it's not a G.
Anywho.
Yeah, John Wick's not a good movie. Also, I'm not going to say Mike Tyson sold. I think Mike Tyson sold. At the time of this recording, Jake Paul has beaten boxing legend Mike Tyson. Get out of here with that bullshit. Everyone has a price. That's all I'm going to say on that one. Also, if you play Fortnite, Ice Spice is in the game.
Go ahead and spend the $20.
Get Ice Spice. Why not? Like, come on now. Why not? I don't know.
People just be weird sometimes. But they really let Mike Tyson lose to this nigga. See, this is what happened when Trump got in office. Niggas just, here we go, we cooning. We already cooning.
It's starting with Mike, the first domino in the Kuna Matrix.
Gotta get your Coon Code card now.
Like, Jake Paul beating Mike Tyson. I don't care how old Mike Tyson is. And then that old baby bitch slap he did. That
would make Shannon Sharp cry. But come on now. Hey, hold my man Mike. He ain't even fruitious no more. I don't even care that he talk like that. It's atrocious. I bet your ear off Linux. I can't. I can't respect it. I can't respect his little fast ass. No. Why you ain't do that to Jake Paul? Why you ain't knock him out?
But you won't get mad at. No. Shut up.
Niggas really let
Jake Paul win. Yes, I'm salty. Yes, I'm upset. Whoever. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Huh? Well, what's that at the door? Yes. Come on now. Is a pig's pussy pork? Yes. This is stupid.
As a black community, we should be appalled. Embarrassed. But I know we're not. I don't know. I can't say that. I take that back. We might be. Shit. I don't know. Yeah, we do it.
I blame you new niggas.
Y'all allow this shit to happen. Niggas do anything. Anything to be viral. Y'all really let Mike Tyson lose.
Also, my last unpopular opinion. And then after that, we're going to get up out of here. I did pretty well for myself. Almost 30 minutes.
And then we'll drop the last song. And that'll be it, you know?
For everyone who's a Michael Jackson lover, but tarnishes the names of Robert Kelly
and now Sean Puff P. Diddy Combs,
you have to look yourself in the mirror and say, is my hero one as well? because Michael Jackson touched them kids. I will scream that till the heaven's gate. What my man said on Fences, St. Peter's Gate. We screaming at the St. Peter's Gate, Troy. When I blow this trumpet, just know I'm at heaven's gate saying Michael Jackson touched them kids. I don't care what y'all said. He was deprived of a childhood. He ain't touched nothing. Macaulay Culkin said Macaulay Culkin also stayed home during the damn goddamn vacation. Didn't tell nobody. Macaulay Culkin can't be trusted. Look at his face. Look at him. Does he have a trustable face? I don't know what a trustable face is, but if it's Macaulay Culkin's, I don't trust it. No. The man had a pet monkey named Bubbles. No. He wasn't right. And he should not have touched them kids. He touched them kids. I don't care. You can argue with your mama, not me. He touched them damn kids. Because ain't no way you can't say, oh, he ain't touched them kids. But you're screaming to the hellhounds that, oh, put Robert or Kelly under there. He pissing on bitches. He got bitches locked up. Michael Jackson had kids locked up and had their parents signing waivers. Huh? What somebody said? You can't hear it. Why? Because it's called hush money. Niggas built generational wealth off their children. So this man can touch them. That's sick. Come on now. Call a spade. Whatever. Boo, boo, boo. Throw the trash. He touched some kids. That's ass. And on that note, we're going to get out of here. Thank you for listening. Episode 37. It was fun. I'm hungry again. Probably going to eat another chicken wrap. Then go play WWE 2K24 because why not? And then, yeah, we'll see you guys next time. Shout out Papa Javier again. Speedy recovery. Gang, all that other cool stuff. And whatever gorillas say, we out.